Hi everyone, Glenn here, and I'm here again with my good friend Fred.
My name's not Fred.
I still don't care. Because today Fred's going to help me tell you about a fun little interactive thingamajig that we've got coming up this next Monday, November the 9th. See, there's this place on the internet called Reddit, where people can anonymously discuss whatever they want to discuss. And at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Infants on Thrones will be doing an AMA.
What's an AMA?
It stands for Ask Me Anything, and it's a live, real-time Q&A session where we'll be interacting with Reddit users, basically answering anything they ask us.
What's a Q&A?
Question and answer.
And what's an infant on throne?
Now you're just being stupid. So if you want to interact with us online, go to Reddit. We'll provide a link on our website with this Reddit AMA promo episode thingy that I'm recording right now and I'm going to release soon. And you can ask us anything. But if you can't make it, don't worry, because we'll be doing all of this on Skype together, discussing the questions that we see on Reddit, and we'll publish those behind-the-scenes responses as an episode.
Who'll be doing it?
It'll be Jake and Randy and John and Bob and Scott and Matt and me. Basically everyone except for Tom.
That there's a lot of pork swords. What about this new girl, Heather, that has every person in a tizzy? Will she be joining you as well?
Possibly. We'll see.
And what kind of questions do you expect people will be asking you? Like, why do you all hate women so much?
We don't hate women.
Or how much do you really enjoy abusing and insulting the mentally challenged?
No, we don't. No, that's not right at all.
But you won't stop saying that word.
No, we
it's
have.
It's heartbreaking.
We will.
People who used to love you don't love you anymore because of it. Or how about how you all think that you're funny enough to do an entire episode satirizing General Conference, but you're really just boring, boring, boring. So you should stop trying to be the Saturday Night Live of Mormon podcast and just talk. Just discuss, like you did with the 14 Fundamentals episode. Because seriously, guys, stop thinking you're funny enough to replace conversation with unfunny pod skits. Because you're not. You're just not.
Oh, yeah, I get it. You're reading from our recent iTunes reviews. Nice.
Or maybe things like, I don't like it when you guys talk over each other so much. Why do you do that? It's so annoying. You really need to do less of that. Or, when are you guys going to add Heather as an infant? Because she's really the only thing that's any good about your podcast anymore. Or, why do you tease Randy so much? You don't need to keep tarring and feathering him over and over and over and over again. Or why do you guys sing so much? You actually think you've got good voices or something? Because you don't. Or why don't you guys just overall do more of the things that I want you to do and less of the things that annoy me? And get it to me quicker and better and smarter and more like the people that I like and less like the people that I don't like. And do it exactly the way that I want it done. I'm a very busy listener and can't be bothered with stupid, little, annoying, trifling things. So just give me only what I want, how I want it, when I want it already. And while you're at it, don't burn out.
Yeah, maybe some things like that. Sounds sort of awesome, doesn't it?
Well, I'll be there with bells on.
I'm sure you will.
And if no one shows up to ask you anything, then you'll know that you can be done.
You've got a point.
Monday, November 9th at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Ask the infants anything on Reddit. Or don't. Because most of the time, they're just pretty lame.
You know, Fred, there are actually legitimately lame people out there in this world who can't walk very well or even move their legs at all. You really should be less lazy and insensitive and use some better words to describe when something isn't up to your standards, because it's offensive.
And sure it is.
Some people have lame pets, and it probably hurts their feelings, too. And don't forget the people with no sense of humor and how scathing an indictment the overuse of the L word is on them. You really need to say things more the way that I think they should be said and less the way the things that I think they shouldn't be said, because you're offending practically everybody with your little insensitive leprechaun expressions and your unapologetically ginger way of talking. It's certainly not the best way of making friends. I can tell you that right now.
Thank you for listening to... Infants on Thrones.